I did. I'll tell you, for several reasons. I've been involved with the government for a couple of years on rural Ireland, and just trying to promote the cause of the problems in rural Ireland, and especially trying to say the good news stories in rural Ireland. And Kiltyclare 3 years ago, 2 years ago, was a great news story where they saved our two-teacher school with an eight-week media campaign and got six families to move to Kiltyclare and save the two-teacher school. And it was just a great example of a community in action, being proactive, with a plan, with a vision, and saving their two-teacher school. And I said, geez, if we had more Kiltyclares around Ireland, with more people like that, more communities working together, rural Ireland wouldn't be in the way it is. And then a couple of weeks ago, I read about the success story of Glenfarne Kiltyclare winning the junior championship. Team who won no match last year, don't know whose last game they scored 1 point and had 2 50-year-olds playing. And it just reminded me so much of Timpanogh, my own small club. And I just said at a meeting, do you know, I said, I'd love to present medals to them, because I thought it was a brilliant story. And it was a small rural club, struggling with numbers, struggling to survive. And this was their day in the sun. You know, with years of heartache. And this is the beauty of GAA clubs. You know, the beauty of being a member of GAA, you know, of people keeping that flame, that GAA flame alive in the worst of clubs and the smallest of clubs, and keep it alive, pass it to the next generation in the hope that maybe someday they'll triumph. And they had their day in the sun.
By your own admission, you don't go to many GAA functions, but you were drawn to this one.
Oh, I was. I just thought this is just beautiful. This was just a community of 300 people. And like I said, a county championship is a county championship. It doesn't matter what county it is in. County championships are hard-earned. And this was just a great story, like I said. Rural clubs are struggling with numbers. They're struggling to field teams. And it's hard to keep going. But, you know, I don't think we recognise in this country the important role that GAA plays in rural Ireland, because the GAA in many communities is the only bit of glue that's keeping those rural communities together. And, it, you know, if there's a message to send out, we're standing outside the ballroom, the Rainbow Ballroom in Glenfarne. The Ballroom of Romance, still alive, you know, started in 1930s, buzzing. Here we are, 2019, and it's buzzing tonight. It's vibrant. There's 200 people from the community celebrating, enjoying themselves. This hall is used by communities morning, noon and night. In a lot of areas, those ballrooms and those halls are either in decay or closed down. And just Glenfarne, Kiltyclare is just an example. It's GAA club, keeping the national school in. It's just an example of the good news that's happening in rural Ireland. And unfortunately, at times, we don't sell the good news messages of rural Ireland enough. We're slow in doing it. And this is why I'm here tonight. I'm here just to highlight a great news story.
And in a Gaelic game sense, finally, does it give you a tonic as well, or does it highlight the challenges that it still faces?
Oh, God save us, Austin. You walk away from here with a bounce in your step. Funny enough, when I go around to counties, and I go around to counties in my role as a rural ambassador, my job is just to meet the community groups, meet the councillors, meet the entrepreneurs, the business people, the voluntary groups. Listen to what's happening, the good stuff, the bad stuff, what's working, what's not working, the obstacles, the solutions, the challenges. And to go back to the government, to go back to the minister and say, this is working. There's a problem here, there's an obstacle here. But like, you come away from these communities and you come away from Glenfarne tonight with a bounce in your step, knowing that, you know, as long as there's communities like Glenfarne, Kiltyclare, rural Ireland is far from being dead and gone, you know. And like I said, the quarter tonight, you know, you talk about Charles Keegan and Knocknagow for the honour and glory of the little village, and this is what you have here, people doing it for the honour and glory of the little village.
Very last thing, as a Kerry footballer, did you ever end up playing against Leitrim?
Do you know what? I know there's three counties I didn't play against. Obviously, Kilkenny, Fermanagh was the second one. And I think Leitrim was the third. It was either Wexford or Leitrim, I'm not too sure. Maybe somebody will tell me. Fermanagh, Kilkenny, and it was either Wexford or Leitrim. But they're lovely people. They're great people. They're great people. I know. Look, I was in New York 4 weeks ago. Myself and Joe Brawley and Michael Lester, and we were at a fundraiser for at Gaelic Park in New York. They raised almost $600,000 on the night. And you know, the main fundraisers and the main organisers were Leitrim people. Mike Carty, his cousin Joe, Frankie Dwyer and them. Leitrim people wanting to do something for their native games in Ireland. Great people, great people. So I'm happy tonight. You know, Jesus, you know, like people think of me, I speak on television 3.5 hours a week, 3.5 hours a year roughly. That's how much I speak. And they say, oh, you're negative, you're anti. This is what I want to be. I want to be telling you the good news stories, and this is the good news. I'm just happy tonight, innit?